A Spanish court has ordered the release of one of the four suspects arrested over last week's terror attacks. The judge found there wasn't enough evidence to keep Sal al-Kharib in custody. Two men are still in custody, another two have been freed, while eight suspects were killed in the hours after the attacks. Meanwhile, French police are trying to work out why some of the men made a whirlwind visit to Paris days before. Anne Barker reports.
A Spanish newspaper has posted CCTV vision on its website showing three of the men involved in last week's attacks in the hours before. They'd visited a petrol station four times on the same day to buy bread and omelettes and cigarette lighters. The ARA newspaper says the men were regular customers, but this would be the last time they made a visit. Within hours, they drove to Cambrils on the coast south of Barcelona, where in suicide belts they rammed a car into pedestrians and stabbed a woman who later died. All the attackers were killed in a shootout with police. Spanish authorities are gathering new leads on the 12 men who made up the terror cell. At Alcanar, 200 kilometres south of Barcelona, they've carried out a series of controlled detonations at a house where they found 120 gas canisters. They suspect the men were making explosives, but blew up the house by mistake, damaging other homes nearby. The police detonations are making residents jumpy.
Terrible.
It's terrible thinking about what could have happened if all the bottles had exploded at the same time, says this woman. We wouldn't be here. We arrived after the first big detonation, says another woman, but afterwards we've experienced two, a softer one and a harder one. At first we thought it was all starting again, but then they explained the police were carrying out explosions. As Spanish police piece together the men's final movements, French authorities are investigating why some of the suspects made a whirlwind trip to Paris in the days before, in the same car used in the attack at Cambrils. François Malin is a Paris prosecutor. The Audi A3 vehicle used by the terrorists during the attack of Cambrils was in France, specifically in Paris on 11 and 12 August, so the investigation is being led in close coordination with the Spanish judicial authorities to determine the reasons why this whirlwind trip took place and if the terrorists were in contact with other persons on our national territory. Mr. Molin says French police know where the men stayed, but want to know more about who they met. They came 2 days in the Paris region where they stayed in a hotel, where they went to certain places, and I won't say more about it. In Barcelona, a memorial service was held in honour of the 13 people killed when a separate vehicle ploughed into pedestrians along Las Ramblas. Meanwhile, funerals have begun for those killed in the attacks. In Italy, the funeral of a man who was one of those mowed down in Barcelona. Bruno Galotta was on holiday in Spain with his wife and two small children. They all survived. It's understood Spanish authorities have released the bodies of victims, including Australian boy Julian Cadman.
Anne Barker reporting.